Mandy Aftel is a maker of custom handcrafted perfumes. It's a talent she discovered when taking an aromatherapy class.
I think I might have a gift for it. I also really, really love it. When you put your attention on it, it just grows and develops and brings you a lot of pleasure. I think anybody can improve their olfactory sense very, very easily.
To help awaken that interest in others, she's written a new book called Fragrant, The Secret Life of Scent. In it, she organizes a freewheeling series of natural histories around five distinctive aromas: cinnamon, mint, frankincense, ambergris, and jasmine.
So I have an herb, I have a flower, I have an animal ingredient, I have a resin, I have a spice. But there are other instances in those categories that have wonderful stories in history. But I felt those smells were a way in to certain kinds of very deep human appetites that people have had since the beginning of time.
Still, Aftel observes, there is a comparable richness and variety among scents derived from animal sources.
Moths that can smell like cocoa and graham crackers. And there's this ancha shell, which was in the original recipe for incense that was in the Bible that God gave to Moses. And it's these little flaps of shells that have this kind of animal odor. And skunks and dogs rolling in scents and all this kind of magical stuff that goes on around smell for us as animals.
When designing perfumes, says Mandy, there is usually a three-tiered structure involved, one built on what are called olfactory notes.
They follow musical metaphor depending on how long you can smell them. So the top notes reach your sense of smell very quickly. They come from citrus and herbs, mostly. The middle notes are florals and spices, and the base notes are the roots and barks and resins that have been in man's spiritual life since the beginning of time, and they're heavier smells.
Unlike sight or sound, fragrance molecules interact directly with our receptor nerves, so it's natural that smell holds a powerful connection to memory.
There's this very old part of the brain called the limbic system, and it's the seat of emotion and memory, and your sense of smell is there too. Language is in another part of the brain. So it kind of just goes right in there and connects to who you are and to your experience. Without words, you can mediate the experience and make it easier to remember it. But it just comes over you like a veil, and you're in it before you even know it, just simply by breathing.
So it's only natural that the way we perceive and react to smells is highly individualized, Aftel says. Even our perceptions of some disagreeable odors can be flavored by context.
Cheese is a very interesting example of that, because cheese has a very skanky smell to it, that if it was associated to something else, you would think it was a bad smell. But if it's associated to cheese, it can be delicious and wonderful.
Whether we react to smells with rapture or distaste, it is Aftel's thesis that, in her words, no other sense so moves us. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.